but as a percentage, the Straits of Hormuz are hugely important. So now we're listening to the U.S. say, oh, we're helpless up against Iran, who's been suffering under, you know, extraordinary sanctions that, if that was really true, they wouldn't have all these amazing hypersonic missiles, you know, yada, yada, yada. Okay. And now what we're watching is the entire global economy being severely shut down. So let me give you an example. We're in March. What is March?
What do you mean? What is March?
It's the spring, right?
Right.
What happens in the spring?
Yeah, less demand for fuel, perhaps in the West.
No. Come on, you're in the Netherlands. You're in the Netherlands, one of the greatest food exporters in the world.
Yeah, right.
Farmers,
it's a growing season. Yeah.
Farmers plant in the spring. Right now, we are shutting down the critical ingredients to most European factories who make fertilizer,
yeah.
Right? Okay. And so by the time that gets through, whenever it gets through, it's going to be too late to make the fertilizer. You're going to miss the whole spring season. So I don't know. I just saw a headline, Goldman Sachs, leading member of the New York Fed, says that it's going to be shut down for 21 days, right?
Yeah.
Miss the planting season. Okay, so if you look at the material coming through that's critical to chip production, the material coming through the Straits that's critical to fertilizer and food, and the material coming through that's critical to energy, you're talking about massive dislocation of the global economy. And if it goes on for long enough, I mean, we have Peru, Thailand, other people talking about doing COVID kind of shutdowns to save gas.
Right.
And
yeah,
fuel.
yeah.
Right. But you're talking about intentionally shutting down the global economy. And it didn't start with Iran, and it didn't start with the United States. It started with the City of London. So Lloyd's of London shut down the Straits with all their insurance company friends and reinsurance company friends, right? So the city shuts down the Straits, and now the Iran is helping supposedly to keep it shut down.
Yeah.
Do you buy that story that the U.S. military is helpless?
No, but what I struggle with is it seems like a lot of countries and citizens across the world are going to suffer as a result of this war and as a result of the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. So there will be global disorder and chaos to a large extent. And even if you look at Japan, they're especially vulnerable. But in the Second World War, Japan did Pearl Harbor, at least. That's the common story, because, you know, they were shut off from the oil market. So when countries are in desperate position, they're going to take desperate measures. So this could easily lead to a much larger world war, this conflict in the Middle
Yes.
East. So that's a huge gamble then that the global elites, for example, are taking, because they run a risk themselves too. If we have a nuclear escalation and a nuclear holocaust, what's in it for them?
So, well, what's in it for them is implementing the control grid and depopulation together.
Yeah.
Is what's in it for them. If this is, you know, because we don't know yet. I think it's too early. I can't tell whether you're looking at massive incompetence on the basis of the U.S. or you're looking at an intentional desire to shut down. So this is COVID 2.0.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this is how you shut down. This is a new excuse to shut down to preserve energy and food. I think the big problem here is famine. So you have seen the new administration in the United States systematically cut the domestic funds that are available to support food for poor people in emergencies, as well as the USAID and State Department aid to protect countries that have emergencies, you know, like food. So you have, I don't know, 25 maybe billion dollars traditionally that the U.S. had available to stop famines. That money is all cut, and now you have something that's creating the conditions of famine. So, you know, to me, that's very disturbing. We